Hello and welcome, my beloved family. Welcome to Heart here with Alicia. And today, I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with my family. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to ask, have we forgotten to pray for the prisoners and captives of one of the most horrendous crimes against humanity, human trafficking? Have we? Do we pray for all of our babies? And yes, I say ours. All of our babies, our children, our young men and women that are being used and sold as sex slaves, having their organs harvested and sold to the highest bidder. Oh, and let's not forget those that are literally being starved and worked to death. Are we praying for these people? Are we praying for these prisoners? These little ones who cannot help themselves? Let's be honest with ourselves, family. Does your church intercede and cry out for these captives, slaves, and prisoners? Do they or you have a burden in your heart for them? Now, this is a rhetorical question. You answer this yourself. I'm not looking for an answer. Or have we become so self-centered that we can only think about praying and interceding for our own family and friends we love? I wonder, have we forgotten?
Human trafficking, modern day slavery,
forced labor, prostitution, pornography. Wait, there's more. Organs are stolen. Babies are being sold. Children are kidnapped. Up for sale. Bought by the highest bidder.
Trafficking. Human trafficking. Children sold into slavery.
Sex slaves.
Breaks my heart. Human trafficking. Modern day slavery.
The victims, little boys, little girls, babies, young ladies.
Human trafficking, a worldwide tragedy.
In some cases, victims are jailed while predator goes free.
Trafficking, human trafficking. Children sold into slavery.
Sex slaves. Breaks my heart. Our children are being taken, stolen, sold, and bought. Victims of abuse with broken spirits, forced to live in silence, yet screaming inside
with muted cries.
You just can't hear it.
You just can't hear it.
You just can't hear it. They don't know it.
There's a law against this. Human traffickers will pay for their crimes. Kidnapping, gang rape, ruining lives, liars, thieves, losers, pimps, dealers, cold-blooded killers.
Their victims are tortured, abused
to break their spirits.
Forced to live in silence, yet screaming inside.
Muted cry. Forced labor, child pornography, organs stolen from a living human being, prostitution and murder. Being snatched out of the womb of the mother.
abomination has got to stop.
Trafficking, human trafficking, children sold into slavery.
Sex slaves. Breaks my heart.
Human trafficking, modern day slavery.
The victims are sons, our daughters, babies, our sisters.
Human trafficking, a worldwide tragedy.
In some cases, starvation is used as a means to control the victim.
Hearts broken,
futures stolen, children taken. Are they forsaken? Silent screams, nightmares instead of sweet dreams. Muted cries, hopeless sighs, fear and terror in their eyes. Don't look away, look closely. Their eyes are the mirrors to their souls. Tell me, what do you see?
Human trafficking.
Have we forsaken them?
Human trafficking. Modern day slavery.
Trafficking.
Human trafficking. Children sold into slavery.
Sex slaves. Breaks my heart.
Please help them. That's my cry. And that's their cry. Please help them. You know, you may wonder, listen to the music and say, well, it's an up-tempo. It's with the music, maybe you even bob your head and then you feel guilty about it. Well, you know, if I had made this a slow, drag, sad, nobody would listen to it. It's hard enough with people listening now because of the title. And even when I was working with a co-writer and co-producer, there's some things he wouldn't let me put in there. He'd say, it's too hard. People won't listen to it. You know, so if you're wondering about that, that's why. And, you know, but if you're listening to the word, if you're listening to the beat, you're going to just bob your head. But you're listening to the words, you're going to cry in your heart because all the information, all the lyrics that I'm singing, I researched it, and they're all true. And you know, I didn't want to write a song about human trafficking. This was years back. I didn't know anything about it a decade ago, really. I've heard a little bit about it, and somebody asked me, Vivian, her name was Vivian of Diamond Chips. She said, why don't you write a song about human trafficking? I'm thinking, I don't want to write a song about human trafficking. I really didn't want to. And I was on tour here with the Kongjo Inyo Studio Classroom tour that we would tour the islands and go to the schools while they would teach them about English. I would give them a concert, actually. And while I was there, I was led to research about human trafficking. And beloved family, when I went on the internet and I researched it, I cried. I cried when I read and saw all the horrendous things that were happening to these children, these babies, these young men and women. I know in the song I say young women, but men, young men are being trafficked too. As a matter of fact, a male, young male prostitute makes more than any female prostitute. They sell them higher, yes. So I just felt like I had to do something. You know, what can we do? And I have a hard enough time to get people to listen to the song, let alone watch the video. If you're interested, I have human traffic video on my YouTube channel. It's Zarina London Music, or you just type in human traffic Zarina London, and you can watch the video. And it shows what human trafficking about. It's not graphic. Well, and it's not rated X or anything like that, but you have to know, you get the picture of what human trafficking is. So many people are closing their eyes to it. Excuse me. And I hate to say this, but, you know, I was working with some human trafficking organizations here that rescue, and I did fundraisers and things for them. And they are the ones that helped me translate. It's in, you know, it's in translated in Chinese as well. They contacted me, and I thought that was great. So I went to my church, and I wanted to the people to know about human trafficking. Do you know what? They played that video not even 30 seconds. And I was like, what? Oh, Zarina, people don't want to hear it. It's too hard for people to look at. It's too hard for people to think about. I'm thinking, well, what the heck do you think those children and babies and young men and women are thinking? They're going through it. You can't stand to look at something that's telling you about it. What must they be going through? That's why I say, have we forgotten that? Closing our eyes to that really, that not only broke my heart, it upset me. And I get that so much. Like I say, on my Facebook channel page, I put all kind of things up there. If I put something with a glamorous song with me singing or something, oh, everybody looking like, let me put the human trafficking video. Maybe three people will like it. That's me and then the two people in my ministry. That's it. They won't even look at it. And, you know, it's like, won't look at it until it happens or be interested until it happens to you, till it happens to someone in your family, someone that you know and love, when it's closer to home. And that's not the way it should be. That's not what the Father wants. I'd like to read scripture. I just did a Zoom conference for Makan. It was shown in Nigeria, and it was about, you know, just setting the prisoners free. I mean, there's so many. I mean, there are people that are captive that are listening now. You're a prisoner with demonic spirits, or prisoner of jealousy, prisoner of hate, prisoner of unforgiveness. You know, and it doesn't feel good, does it? It's gloomy, it's doom. Or some of you listening may be in a spousal abuse, a relationship where you're being abused. That it's horrible, isn't it? I know it is, because I was in one. I know what it's like to be abused, and someone won't allow you to have a voice to speak. So I'm speaking for them, and I hope you listen to this podcast. You know, I was asking myself, maybe I won't put anything about human trafficking in the description, because if I do, maybe they won't even listen to it. You know, and I hate to have to think like that, but that's been the case. This is very important to your Father, your Heavenly Father and Creator, and your precious beloved Savior. This is very important to them. And to this, they set apart His Spirit that dwells inside of you. Let me read Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Spirit of Yahuwah, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because Yahuwah, the Bible says, the Lord, has anointed me to preach the good news unto the meek, the good news of the gospel unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah, the Bible says, acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our Aluah, the Bible says, of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees, and some translation says oaks, of righteousness, the planting of Yahuwah, Bible says, of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And beloved, as our Savior Yahushua, whom you call Jesus, says, this scripture has been It's come to pass in your ears. Well, it is, believe it, it's come in your ears. It's come to pass in your ears because I am sent. The Spirit of Yah is upon me, and He's anointed me to preach the good news of what they call the gospel. And He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty, to set the captives free and to open the doors of the prisons, and those that are bound to set them free. And you know, we all have a calling, not just because I'm an ordained minister. If you see someone bound and hurting and you can help, you should. And there are signals and signs now that they give to show you that they can slip and say, show you that they're being held, you know, away from their will. They're not, as a prisoner, some people ignore it. I don't want to get involved. How horrible is that? You know, you reap what you sow, right? There's three laws that you cannot deny: the law of gravity, the law of electricity, and the law of sowing and reaping. You get what you sow. You are not going to get a good crop if you sowed a bad one. And you're not going to get a bad crop if you sowed a good one. So think about that. You reap what you sow. I like the way our Savior, Yahushua, you call Him Jesus, said when He was quoting the scripture in Isaiah 61. He said it this way, it's Luke 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of Yah, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahuwah, Bible says, of the Lord. Beloved, I'm sorry, we have an obligation. We're supposed to care about each other. Not just your family. I mean, this is not a solo walk for us. And anything that's done without love is worth nothing. We must become the love of our Savior. He loved us to His death. You know, and scripture says, Bible, they overcame the enemy by the power of the blood and the word, and they loved not their lives unto death. Have we forgotten them? What can we do? Some say, well, what can I do? I can't do anything. Well, you know, I wrote the song and did a video. Are you, be informed about it. Pray about it. Pray. Do you know what prayer is, right? I've taught this many times. Prayer is giving legal access for heavenly intervention here on earth. You're giving access. You know, say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, as I said before, without prayer, man cannot have anything happening here from heaven on earth. And without prayer, Yah will not send help here on earth, because we were given dominion over the earth. We're responsible. We allowed this atrocity, whatever. I can't even think of the word. To happen here on earth, because we are the ones that were given dominion. What I always quote, Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them have dominion. And it goes on from 26 all the way in 27, over every flying thing, every creeping thing, over the plants, over the land, over the entire earth. It says everything but over another human being. It did not say have dominion over another person. So slavery is an abomination. It never was of Yah. Some people teach it, well, it was in the Bible. It was never what our Father gave. That was not in the beginning. That is something man and Satan did. Man's rebellion against Yah, working with Satan. What can we do? I mean, your small group, your cell group, cry out, intercede, your church. raise money to help find a. There are organizations in your country, in your city, that help human trafficking, research, raise money, send help, do something. But most of all, you gotta pray. Some people think prayer is nothing. That's if you think prayer is not valuable or is nothing, that's because you don't know how to pray. You don't know what prayer is. Because prayer is one of the most powerful things you can do here on earth. You can set messengers in flight with angels. Of angels that we call angels. You can change things on earth. I was in a position where it was a young man. I was mentoring, I was, you know, witnessing too, and he came to pick me up from the church for lunch, and he was troubled with demons and spirits, and he was telling me, you see, he's in the back seat of the car, in the back seat. Of course, I looked back there, I couldn't see him, but he could see them. And make a long story short, he started manifesting in the car. We sitting right out in front of the church with the motor running, and that demon came out. He turned into a beast. I kid you not. He turned reddish, bluish purple. His nose spread out. He started snorting. His mouth, he turned into a beast, growling. And he had that look at me. He wanted to kill me. And he was going to kill me. And if I had tried to run out of that car, because he was strong, he would have grabbed me from the back and choked me to death. And I knew that. It's like so quickly. I said, Father, send your righteous sons. Send your mighty sons. And boom. Right there, he started looking around. He got scared. He started looking on the left, looking to right, looking in front of him. Because I couldn't see him. Those messengers were there, and I just got a piece, and I just started to let them have it. And then he had his hand on the steering wheel. He could not let it go, and he was laughing. He was growling. He wanted to let go of that steering wheel to kill me, to choke me to death, but he could not. And I just kept binding that spirit, casting it, that spirit out, and I had to not be feared. See, animals can smell fear. Demons can smell fear too. I knew Yah had sent his son, and he could not touch me. And he ended up getting delivered after and sitting, throwing up, whatever. It was not pretty. And afterwards, he said to me, he said, you're brave. You're brave. And, you know, he went back to entertaining whatever he was doing, allowing those spirits in. But from then on, he was afraid of me. Even his mother said, he's afraid of you. He was afraid of the spirit of me that wasn't afraid of him. That demon was afraid of me. So how did I get there? Just saying that we have power. I prayed. I had to think quickly. Father, send your righteous son. Dispatch. Bam, they were there. They were there. Now, if I hadn't have prayed, said, and I started, and tried to run out, he would have choked me to death in that car right in front of the church, and no one would have known. It was the spirit of murder. He was a beast. After that, he came back to himself. He turned, and I mean, he was this evil laugh. It was terrible. It was frightening, beloved, but I had to think in a few seconds. And I knew. Hallelujah. Praise you, y'all. Thank you. He saved me. He really did. But if I hadn't prayed and called on him, he wouldn't have been able to. Here's another song I wrote. I wrote this for someone who had, she was a madam, a call girl. No, she wasn't a call girl. She had a male, he was like a male madam or whatever, over. And she wanted to get out of this life. She had been living it so long, and she really wanted to get out of that life, but she felt like she couldn't do it. So here's a couple of songs I want to play. This one is called Lord Be Mine.
shelter, my house of defense. Keep me from the sin of this world, that I might be innocent. Be my rock, my deliverer, my fortress. Keep me from fulfilling the desires of my lustful flesh. Be my cup, my portion of my inheritance. Maintain my heart and bless me with perfect obedience. Be my life, my strength, and my salvation. Teach me how to worship and praise you in every situation.
Lord.
Be my
Lord.
Be my
Lord.
Be my
Lord.
Be my courage, my truth, be my sword. Hide in my heart your precious holy word. Be my path, my lamp unto my feet. Order my steps, make straight my way, that I go in peace. Oh Lord, be my
Lord. Lord,
be my Lord.
It's me again. I'm here asking you to help me with the same old thing.
Same thing.
I can't seem to stop.
Can't stop.
I'm addicted to it, Lord, and I need your help. Lord, please help me.
I'm an addict, Lord. Help.
I need you to be my strength. I can't trust myself, Lord.
No.
But I know, Lord, I can trust you. I know you can set me free. Because you did it for somebody else, Lord.
Free.
And I know you can do
set
it for me.
Free.
Be my song, my helmet. Be my shield. Increase my love for you. Enable me to do your will. Be my mother, my sister, my brother. You've been my help in time of need. Oh my God, my Father.
I need your help. This relationship that I'm in, I know it's wrong.
So wrong.
He has me doing things that no man should have anymore.
He's got me on the streets, Lord.
It's hard for me to look at myself in the mirror.
He beats me too,
Lord.
How did I let this happen?
I'm afraid to be by myself.
If my mother knew, if my father knew.
Lord, I need you. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, be mine.
Oh, Lord.
Be my mother. Be my
father. Lord,
be my king.
Lord, oh Lord,
be my everything.
Be my
Lord.
Oh Lord, be
I
my
can't do it by myself.
Ooh.
Lord.
Yes, beloved family, there are many ways to be a prisoner. Addicted to drugs, you're a prisoner. Even addicted to cigarettes. You don't control it, so you're a prisoner. It controls you. Relationships, you're in prison. Just please, today, would you do that with me? Make a turnaround, a change, that you will pray for these captives, and you will pray for all those that have been trafficked. Those that are, every prostitute you see on the street is not, you think they want to be there. They don't want to be there. No prostitute really wants to be there. What would they want to be there? Have these fat, old, stinky men, skinny, crazy men. Who wants to do that? Nobody really wants to do that. And when you see a young girl out there, some people pass by and say, oh, that's a shame. That's one Christian man say, yeah, I was going to church, and there was a girl right out there. Now, this, right in front of the church, about 12 years old, out there prostituting. I just said, that's a shame, that's a shame. And they walked right past her, right into their little church. You better believe that little girl was trafficked. They didn't even, you know, and it's good, and I'll just put it this way. It's good we were not in the presence of each other, we were on the phone. It might not have been nice. I've changed my ways since then. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this time, and I pray that each and every listener, that they will not turn away from this, that they will listen and they will change their mind and heart and pray for your children. Pray for your babies and the men and women that have been taken. We all belong to you. You love those babies. You love those children, and they're all your children. We are all brothers and sisters. Father, I cry out for the human trafficking. I cry out for the human, and I curse the evilness of human trafficking and the workers of iniquity. Your word, you hate evil. The wisdom begins with us hating evil. And it even says to love you, to love Yah. Bible says love God is to hate evil. And that is evil. We must hate it. Hate it every day. And your word says you hate the workers of iniquity. David said, should I not hate those that hate you? I hate them with perfect hatred. Nobody could love you and do the thing, rape, murder, and shoot up with drugs. These young babies, 6-month-old babies, are being raped to death. And what are we doing? Are we praying? How many prayers do you get coming up? It should be billions and millions and multitudes of prayers coming up to bring in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That is my prayer. I don't know, Father, I don't know how they'll receive it. I don't even know if they'll even listen to it all the way. But I'm doing my part. I'm trying. You put it on my heart, and I pray that it's on their heart. Because you love them too. You love us. And we must not forget. We must not forget them. And I pray all this in the name of salvation, Yahusha, the Messiah, who's called Jesus. So be it, so be it, so be it. Okay, beloved. Until we meet again, Yah willing, and he allows me to live to do so. Shalom. Peace be with you.